Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kelly Raspberry gave up Candy Crush last week. Cold
Tuesday,
turkey.
It's almost been a week.
We didn't even get you the Candy Crush patches or anything.
No.
We just went cold turkey on it. To help you out, though, Kelly, and to make you feel like you're not alone, many of our Kid Nation family members said, hey, I'm going to give up something as well to show you that I'm fully supporting your decision to give up Candy Crush and get your life back.
Solidarity.
So what we're going to do from time to time is we're going to check in on you, Kid Nation, to make sure that what you quit is still quit and you're not doing it. So we have
it's tough. Quitting is hard.
It is hard, Al.
Quitting is really, really is
hard. It really is. We'll get to Kelly last. But first, we want to get to Ellen.
Okay.
Ellen, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. What did you decide to give up, Ellen?
I quit biting my nails because the doctor said that it could actually cause me having heart problems, and I have a history of heart disease in my family.
Seriously? So.
How can biting your nails do that?
Well, I had been biting my nails so bad that around the cuticles, they were red and inflamed, and he said that that meant that I had an infection, and that wasn't supposed to be there, but my body was just so used to having the infection that it had, like, kind of stopped, like, having symptoms of the infection, and that, yeah, like, all the dirt and stuff can get into my bloodstream, and it can get to my heart.
Gosh, I thought you were going to say the dentist said it would hurt your teeth.
Right? Nail
biting.
It's for her heart, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because you're just leaving all these little open wounds, basically. Yeah.
Ellen,
wow.
did you quit biting your nails last Tuesday when Kelly gave up Candy Crush?
I did.
All right. And how's it been going this last week?
It's been going pretty good. I can actually scratch somebody now.
So. Nails are growing in. That's great.
Good for you. Good for you.
You can scratch people's backs?
Yeah, I can actually like scratch my face. So it's like it's weird not just having skin.
What did you do?
What method?
Yeah. Did you put that gross tasting stuff on your nails or?
No, I have that stuff, but I also am supposed to wear Invisalign, but I'm bad at that, and I'm always behind on my trays. So I've just been wearing my Invisalign more.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for you, girl.
You have to put a... Basically, the Invisalign is just turned into a mouth guard to not bite your nails.
Yeah. Basically.
Ellen, 1 week strong with biting her nails.
Straighter teeth, better nails.
We're proud of you, Ellen.
Way to go, Ellen.
Thanks.
We'll keep up with that.
Keep it up, okay? Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
There she goes. Ellen, not biting them nails for a whole week.
That's a hard habit to break.
Like a champion.
I'm just thinking to myself, if I had that habit, how would I break it?
I have that
habit. I didn't know this stuff that you were just talking about, Jenna, but maybe putting Band-Aids on your fingers or something?
People try everything. There's some bitter-tasting stuff.
They have some real
stuff. Yeah, I need to stop biting my nails.
I need a manicure.
Every once in a while, I remember I bit my nail one time, and it hurt my tooth so bad. I'm like, that cured me.
Yeah.
It hurt.
And let's bring in our next member of Kid Nation.
Okay. Who you got?
We have Lisa. Hi, Lisa. How you doing this morning?
Hi, good. Thank you.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Yeah, I didn't want to mess it up.
It's Matsugimba.
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 Is that Italian?
What is that?
It's Polish.
Polish.
Wow.
It sounds Italian. Yeah. Matsugimba.
Do you speak Polish, Lisa?
No, I actually got married and inherited the name.
Okay.
What was your name?
Man, you loved him. How are you learning to spell that must
Matsugimba.
Have been hard.
Yeah.
It sounds easy to say when we say
Matsugimba.
It, but y'all don't see it spelled.
Yeah. Matsugimba. What was your last name before, Smith?
Taylor.
That is true love. All right, so we're talking about addictions. Yeah. What have you given up, Lisa?
I gave up reality TV.
Okay.
Whoa.
That is.
I know.
Because there's so much. I mean, what's left to watch?
Yeah, right.
Gosh, I know. Every time I turn the TV, I think, wait, that's a reality show. I can't watch.
How much reality TV were you watching before?
I watched it constantly. I recorded it. I would watch it. That's all I watched. I would record it so I could wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and catch up on all the shows.
Yeah,
that's serious.
Yeah.
Lisa, what was the shows that you were watching? What were your favorites?
Your favorites.
Right now is Big Brother.
Oh,
and, oh I know. It's been killing me.
Do you think you could just pick one?
No, I actually quit all of them.
You quit?
I mean, Teen Mom, all of them.
You quit Teen Mom, Lisa!
That's good. I support that. Was it affecting your relationship?
Yes, my husband hates them, and so I would sneak around and record them on my daughter's TV that I recorded.
Oh my god!
Okay, Lisa. So it's been a week. How's it been going?
It's okay, but I also have to kind of quit Twitter because that's how I would catch up when I would miss a show, and so it's been horrible.
Twitter was your enabler.
What have you done anything to kind of take reality TV's place?
Yeah, we started, like, me and my daughter go for walks and we read and
that's
stuff.
Great.
Instead of watching the shows.
And people are making light of this, but this stuff really is.
Yeah.
It's time consuming. It does affect your relationships. Yeah. Like, oh, that's not like a real addiction like alcohol. No, if it's affecting your life,
it is.
Yeah.
And your happiness and your sleep.
Right.
And you just heard Lisa. She said she would turn on the TV and have to realize, oh, wait, that's a reality show. I need to get out of this.
There's so much of it. So much of it.
Well, we're happy for you, Lisa. Hopefully you can keep that going.
Way to go, Lisa.
Good job, Lisa.
Thank you.
We'll let you know who wins Big Brother.
Congrats.
Don't do it.
All right, Lisa. Take care.
Gateway.
There she goes. Lisa gave up reality TV to help Kelly with her Candy Crush addiction. And we have one more member of Kid Nation.
Okay.
That we need to catch up with. Her name is Janessa Smith.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Janessa. Now, you had to quit something because of work.
Yeah.
It was getting in the way of work. What did you give up?
I actually gave up cussing, or at least trying to.
Gave up cussing. Are you an elementary school teacher?
No, I work in a call center environment, and actually the industry I'm going into, which is actually the funeral industry, kind of very, very conservative, so I don't want to be using that kind of language when I actually go into it.
What, did you catch yourself slipping up sometimes on calls where you would just drop a bomb?
Well, some of the people that I talk to on the phone are, like, technicians, so they're kind of, you know, blue-collar kind of people.
Right.
So they're cussing right along with me, so... It's kind of hard to quit it when you have so many people still doing that same thing around you.
Yeah. Well, Janessa, they did come out with that study that says that girls that curse a lot are normally incredibly smart.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
there we go.
Yeah.
Well, why is that?
I don't know. Something about cursing a lot makes you super smart.
I always thought that you used curse words to substitute for vocabulary. You should be smart enough to use a vocabulary word. That's
right.
What I've always heard is you use cuss words when you don't have another word to fill it in.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's the opposite.
I want to cuss so bad.
To not curse, Janessa, what have you been doing? Do you keep a tally every time one slips out, or do you pinch yourself?
I've actually just been trying to find alternative words. So instead of the F word, I would say, like, fudge, kind of like the Christmas story where he lets the word slip.
Yeah,
right.
At the end, yeah.
Okay, and how's that been going for the last week?
I could be doing better.
Well, that's because it's like...
That's tough to do.
Because you're talking all the time.
Yeah, that's a hard habit to break. I mean,
you better quit before you get into the funeral business or it's going to kill you.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I think I was trying to make a joke there.
Yeah. It's small.
Can you explain that joke out?
Never.
Janessa just gave you the courteous laugh.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take a courteous.
Well, Janessa, hopefully that you know, your cursing dwindles down to nothing eventually.
Yeah.
Do you have kids around the house?
I don't.
Yeah, because that could get even tougher. Yeah. Then they start repeating.
My friend Kirk always asks me, he goes, how do you not curse on the radio? Curse on radio.
It's hard.
And I'm like, it really isn't. I mean, I'm not a big cusser anyway.
In 20-something years, I've slipped a handful of
one
times.
One or two times.
You can count it on one hand.
Yeah, I think you had one last year.
Right. Yeah. Kirk just can't understand it. He said, how do you not do that? I'm like,
but you're
not like talking.
But you're not a big cusser in life.
I'm really not.
You're not.
I'm really not.
I do curse a little bit off air.
I don't curse around my mom. Yeah. My mom and dad. It's not like I have to make a conscious effort, but I just never have.
Right.
You know, but I know people that will. They'll curse in front of parents.
Yeah,
I have
a couple of times
for
my parents.
I don't think I ever have.
But they know I'm really mad when I do it.
Sure. You're not a big curser off the air, Kelly, are you?
Well...
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Kelly,
I am.
Jenna is.
I am. But I have found that this job has made me curse less. You have to just get in a habit of...
No, it's made me cuss more.
Who do you think
is... until I got into radio, I never cursed. Literally, when I started radio, coming out of a Florence Christian school, the DJs would curse, and I would literally wince and blink. I mean, I had a physical reaction. Yeah. I couldn't believe those words. I never was around them.
Radio? Yeah.
And I was, what
was that coming out of my mouth?
Really, I had a physical reaction to people cursing in front of me.
Well, let's go around the room and let's see who you think is the biggest cursor on the show.
On the
Al, who do you think it is? Off air, because we don't curse on air.
Yeah, probably Kelly.
Kelly.
I probably would.
Maybe you need to quit with Janessa.
I know, right?
What would you say?
Man, it's between Kelly and Jenna. I would give it slight edge to Jenna on that one.
I've been doing it less lately. I need to pick it up.
Yeah, you need to pick it up, Jenna, because I almost gave it to Kelly.
I have been doing it less lately. I've been feeling very chill and calm, though. It is a good way to express frustration. Yeah,
I do it more.
I like the occasional curse word. I think it's great.
It's between me and Jenna.
Janessa, thank you so much for sharing good luck with your cursing.
Yeah. Good luck.
Oh, man.
So how's it going with you and Candy Crush?
Yeah, now we got to catch up with the Raspberry.
Well, I have not played, and I know a lot, you know, it's just y'all taking my word for it,
yeah,
but I have not played, and I was getting a lot of notifications on Facebook, but I think I figured out how to, I deleted the app from my Facebook, because I was on my laptop, and I saw that it was coming up in my apps or something.
Uh-huh.
I'd already deleted it off my phone.
So you can't play it on your phone.
What about Emma Kelly's
iPad? I have it. I don't ever, I think it might still be on her iPad, but I haven't been on it to delete it. I haven't thought to do it.
Okay.
But I have not played, and I'm telling the honest to God's truth.
Right, I believe.
Now, have I, you know, missed it? Yes, desperately. I go to reach for my phone, because if I have downtime and it's just me, I'm like, well, what am I going to do?
You tweeted
about
it.
I don't have anything to do.
Look at Instagram.
Take a walk. Read the Bible, Kelly.
I should. I should fill it with things like that.
Sudoku.
Kelly, I bought a game.
Jenna bought her first game on the phone.
Yeah, because it was really highly rated, and I've never bought an iPhone game
like that.
Yeah. Mountain Goat Mountain.
Okay.
Is that where it jumps up on the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. They have that in the...
That's hard,
though. It is hard, but you'll get it. You can get addicted.
And then you have to buy stuff, and I'm like, wait a second. No, no, I only make it 30 seconds before I drown.
You didn't replace Candy Crush with something else? Another game.
I have Wordworm on here. Bookworm, what is it called?
Uh-huh.
Words with Friends? No.
I think a word game's all right if it makes you smarter.
It's Bookworm. I have that I play occasionally, but it's not like Candy Crush. Candy Crush, I couldn't put it down.
It's not the same.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, Kelly.
Well,
it's kind of sad. I have an emptiness. I have an empty spot there that I need to fill it with something.
A man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what am I going to do about that?
You
can't just wish for that.
Get you one, girl.
It's not as easy as that. No, it's easy for men to say that. It's not easy for women.
Oh, no. I think girls have it way easier.
No,
what?
You're wrong.
Off with that.
You cannot be more wrong.
Right out you girls walk in and be like, hey, I need a man.
Position. No.
Yeah, but that's if you have no... Like, you just don't care, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't care what they look like or anything. Like, all right, I'm here.
Well, there's days like that.
Days like what?
Yeah, you don't care.
Guys don't.
There's days when you don't. You're like, come on.
I'm talking about for a real relationship. I'm not talking about a string of messing around.
Yeah. Sure. Well, you never know. It'll happen.
I'm not saying anything.
Kelly, Kelly's
the one that brought it up.
Kelly's fine.
I'm too good at being alone. That's the problem.
You enjoy being alone.
I don't enjoy it, but I just...
You're happy?
I'm not happy. I just am. You know, what am I
going
to do? I can sit around and cry that I'm alone or just be alone.
You have things to keep you busy, you know? You have
a house,
you take care of your daughter.
Because all my friends, looking at the Facebook over the weekend, boy, all my friends were having a great time.
Are you mad nobody invited you?
I'm not saying that.
Who didn't invite you?
I'm saying all my friends are out living their lives. Uh-huh. My phone didn't ring. That's all I'm saying.
What were your friends doing?
Fun stuff without me.
Yeah. Again, Kelly just wants an invite. She's not going to come. She just wants an invite.
I might have gone. I didn't have anything else to do.
Right.
Should have come with me to Lubbock.
Play Candy Crush. You didn't ask me to go to Lubbock.
You could have come to my Frozen-themed birthday party.
I'm tired of everybody living out their fabulous lives on Facebook.
What do you want, people to stop posting?
Yeah. Show the truth. Show the truth. What led up to that? Anybody can post a picture. Look how much fun I'm having on my glamorous life. When the truth is, you and your boyfriend fought the whole time before you got that perfect selfie with the sun setting behind you.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Anybody can make their lives look glamorous and fun and fabulous. And
see, I told you, Kelly's fine being alone.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Where in the world is Taylor Swift?
Hey, if you want to check out Taylor Swift and her 1989 World Tour, which is a tough ticket to get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's tough to get those tickets. We got your back. All you got to do is listen for clues every day this week to figure it out. Just let us know, where in the world is Taylor Swift? We're going to take guesses at 7:50 Central on Friday morning until we get a winner. So if we get one wrong, we'll just keep going until we find the correct answer. Pick the correct city, and we're going to send you and a friend to see Taylor Swift. Ready for today's clue?
Ready.
Yeah.
Today's clue is... Center.
Center.
Say again?
Center.
Huh.
Like the basketball position.
Football center. Center. Yeah.
Center of the circle.
Or center stage.
Center stage. That is your clue. You want a fun Taylor Swift 1989 tour question answer thing?
What? Fact? A fun fact?
Fact. Thank you. You know when you forget the word you're about to say?
Little meltdown, right? Yeah.
You want to trail off, man?
Okay, let's hear this.
Here's your
fun fact.
Taylor Swift fact. Taylor played Friday, Saturday, and last night in Minnesota.
Okay.
St. Paul is the only city on the tour to hold more than two shows other than L.A., which hosted five. Look at that, Minnesota.
Wow. All right.
Minnesota on the bull.
Garth is doing that a lot, too, playing multiple nights in one city.
Why not if you're selling them out?
When we were in New Orleans, I think he played like six or seven shows there. He's here this coming week.
Yeah.
Cuts down your travel time just a bit. You get to stay planted.
Right.
For a minute.
And if you're selling out, why not?
And if you're selling them out, amen. Might as well.
One Direction just performed their last concert on U.S. soil. Possibly ever. They're wrapping up the tour in England, I believe. Yeah. Somewhere over there.
And then the dreaded break.
And then the break.
So
if you didn't see them on this last tour in America,
sorry about you.
I hate to say that. There is a possibility you'll never see them again.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's sad.
Kelly, that's heavy.
Yeah. Oh, dang it.
That's tough to digest.
Or
right
maybe surprise us and come back.
I mean, they might.
You never know.
They said it's only a break. So they told us to calm down.
On break. It's only a break.
So yesterday was the day we were all waiting for. This is the moment that we have been waiting for months.
Football, baby.
No. The Miss America pageant.
Oh,
the football, Al. Get out of here. It really
was a lot last night.
Come on.
And I saw none of it. I went to a Bible study instead.
Whoa.
Oh, they were teasing this whole Vanessa Williams thing.
Sure, that's a big deal. They got to do something, man. Nobody watches it anymore.
Right.
It used to be such a huge deal. When I was growing up, Miss America, especially, let alone if there's a black one, a black woman in there, we would call the relatives and the kinfolks, look at Miss So-and-so. This was a big deal.
And the problem is they have it on the first weekend of football, so I think that hurts them quite a bit. But Vanessa Williams was stripped of her Miss America crown back in 1984 because of some pictures, right, Kelly?
Yeah, it was, she had taken some naughty photos 2 years prior to being crowned. And about 10 months into her reign, the pictures came to light. They were published in Penthouse magazine, if that gives you an idea of the nature of the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And to this date, I was watching a news story this morning. They said it's still the biggest selling issue of Penthouse they've ever had.
Uh-huh.
So she had to resign, have her crown. And then the poor first runner-up gets to be Miss America for 2 months and has to give up her crown. Because, you know, they had to complete the reign.
Only for two months?
It was 10 months into her reign.
Yeah.
And so the big controversy, they're bringing her back 31 years later.
Right.
And at the beginning of the ceremony, as I was telling you on Friday, there's going to be an apology.
Who's apologizing to who?
And then she gets her crown back. But that's the thing, is her people were saying, you're apologizing to us. And the Miss America pageant's like, no, you're apologizing to us.
Right. So everybody's like, is she apologizing? Are they apologizing? What's going to happen? And
they worked it out.
Here's what went down.
All right. I have been a close friend to this beautiful and talented lady for 32 years. You have lived your life in grace and dignity, and never was it more evident than during the events of 1984 when you resigned. Though none of us currently in the organization were involved then, on behalf of today's organization, I want to apologize to you.
No.
And to your mother, Miss Helen Williams. I want to apologize for anything that was said or done that made you feel any less the Miss America you are and the Miss America you always will be.
No. I don't agree with that.
What?
It was bad. At the time, it was really bad.
I love the way he said,
we didn't have anything to do with it, but I apologize for those other people. No, she was a very big disgrace. You have to think of the time back this
then,
was.
You're like a princess
then,
if you're Miss America,
even now,
right?
Even now, me seeing the photos.
Were you surprised?
Yeah.
It was shocking.
But now
even in today's culture.
You can say we're proud of you for not letting that keep you down as you overcame such a horrible scandal. But don't apologize. From what I recall, I don't recall the Miss America pageant running her name through the mud and stomping on. I don't remember there being an ugly exchange of words.
I don't either.
Maybe stuff happened behind the scenes that we were not aware of. But publicly, I don't recall Miss America coming out and with this big edicts and stuff.
They just forced
and here's my problem.
That was not necessary.
I think this may actually backfire on Vanessa Williams because I know who she is. I know exactly who she is.
No, I'm gonna backfire.
I recognize who she is.
What backfire?
But
people know that those pictures were
right
there.
I had no idea that she did that.
I didn't either.
But not in this day and age. It's like a blip.
I guess.
But my question is this.
Because everybody's looking it up now.
Would she be... Did Miss America catapult her then? She uses the word catapult.
Yes,
or
it did.
Or did the fact that she got busted because of the pictures catapult her even farther?
Well, I'm sure it made her more,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Recognizable.
Like the Kim Kardashian thing.
Yeah.
So she was really the original.
If it happened
now.
She was
the original Kim Kardashian.
It wouldn't
yes,
even
she
be
was.
A thing. It wouldn't even be a thing if it happened now. With this lady that won Miss, who won last night? We didn't even
Georgia.
Say who won. Miss Georgia. If that came out in 6 months that she's got some pictures,
yeah.
It'd be like, psh, okay, mm-hmm. You know, it wouldn't even be a big deal. But 30 years ago, yeah, it was a huge deal.
Well, speaking of Miss Georgia, the winner, during the question portion of the show, they ask them the questions. Usually they have to deal with, like, the world and social issues and all that. Nope.
They have to know about everything that's going on.
Sure. Yesterday, Miss Georgia, Betty Cantrell, she was asked whether she thought Tom Brady cheated in Deflategate.
That is a world issue.
Yeah.
Okay, here's her answer.
New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady was suspended for his part in the so-called Deflategate scandal, then reinstated by the courts. Legalities aside, did Tom Brady cheat?
Did he cheat? That's a really good question. I'm not sure. I think I'd have to be there to see the ball and feel it and make sure it was deflated or not deflated. But if there was question there, then yes, I think he cheated. If there was any question to be had, I think that he definitely cheated and that he should have been suspended for that. That's not fair.
Just so much pressure.
She's like,
I can't even hate her.
So much pressure.
I don't know what I'm going to say here, but I'm going to keep talking until my time is up.
So something comes out. Yeah, she's like, I don't think I have to be there. But yeah, he cheated.
She talked up.
She should have said if he cheated, he should have been suspended, what she should have said.
Right.
Yeah. I can't say that he cheated, but yeah, he cheated. I'm sorry. Oh my God, I think I'm going to pass out.
She was definitely thrown off by that question, I think.
Yeah, I can't even hate on
him. But she won.
Yeah.
She won, yeah.
Now, when a few of the contestants were showcasing their dresses, they talked about whether or not Miss America should be considered sexy.
Miss Mississippi, Hannah Roberts.
I wouldn't describe it necessarily as being sexy. I would describe it as something classic, seeing that we have been around for 95 years and a symbol of America. I think she should be a very classic person.
Miss Louisiana, April Nelson.
I think it is important for Miss America to be sexy, but I think that means confident. Sexy cannot always be a bad thing. I think a lot of people have a negative connotation with the word sexy, but I think sexy is empowering.
With number two, whoever she was.
Sure.
Yeah.
And one last one, Miss Colorado Kelly Johnson. She was asked by Kevin O'Leary, who's a Canadian entrepreneur, this question right here.
This is about money, my favorite topic.
Okay.
The Treasury wants to put the face of a woman on the $10 bill beside Alexander Hamilton. Which woman should get that honor, and you tell me why?
Oh my goodness. Thank you for that question. The person that I would put on the $10 bill would be Ellen DeGeneres. I think that woman is so amazing. Not only is she kind, not only is she intelligent, not only is her entire platform speaking
That's
tolerance
hilarious.
And equality for all and kindness, but she's able to be funny without insulting someone, and I think that is an incredible feat. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I'll tell you what.
And she made a great point.
Ellen, too.
She's going to be a guest on Ellen.
I guarantee you
this week.
That
is what's going to happen.
If not today, she's going to be on Ellen.
She had pretty solid points, though.
That's great.
Hilarious.
In the history.
I'm so glad you asked me that question because I needed to get this off my chest.
That is awesome. I love that.
You got George Washington.
No, you got women.
He's not a woman.
He has to be a woman.
I know. I'm saying who she would be put with.
Okay.
Yeah.
But other great women. But
no,
you know what?
I was saying, Ellen. Like, you're with presidents. And...
Ellen. I love
it. Now got a Canadian judge in Miss America. I got an issue with that, too. I've just got so many issues with
the pageant.
Canada's part of America. In the Americas.
It's not the United States.
I know, it's not the United States, but it's part of it.
And Miss America doesn't represent Canada.
At all. But it's in the
America. We love our Canadians.
There's a connection.
Except
Canadians are great, but they don't have any business judging our pageants.
Maybe they just couldn't.
It's not like it's Miss
anyone.
USA pageant.
What?
What do you mean?
Is this girl going to be Miss USA? Is that what
no,
she is?
No, she's Miss America. Okay, that's two different pageant systems.
Okay. There's no Miss Ontario.
What, so there'd
I'm
be,
sure there is a Miss Canada.
A Miss,
they compete in Miss World and Miss Universe.
I mean, if we're talking about America's, like, Miss Mexico?
We have our own. Yeah.
Well, why isn't she a part of
we have Miss
why
USA?
Why isn't she part of Miss America?
I don't know whether or not.
Like, Americans should judge America.
I'll tell you what,
South America.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has something to do with it.
All right, Donald Trump. Oh, man.
Oh, Raspberry.
Oh, man.
Hey, let's play a little round of Beat the Bank.
Let's do it.
It's the first round. Let's take caller number. Let's go LeBron James on it, 23.
All right.
At 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You'll be the first one to go inside the bank vault today and win up to $1,000 next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Dream about what you do.
Can you legally do that in the United States?
I think you can. You can buy a kangaroo.
Can you even buy
one in Australia?
You gotta leave them out there. I don't think you want a kangaroo in your house because they kick.
How about kangaroo for sale?
If you can, I say we buy a show kangaroo.
Yes, you can.
For how much?
Well, we can get a warthog for $5,500. Oh, here we go. red kangaroo male, 1 year old, $1,750.
Perfect.
Well, you can win up to half that on, well, a little bit more than half that. Yeah.
Janelle Miner, you could have your very own kangaroo.
Get a kangaroo.
If you can talk them down to 1,000.
Probably.
If you do this right. Hi, Janelle. You're calling number 23. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, are you already at work?
No, I'm dropping off the kids at school.
Oh, perfect.
Are they still in the car so they get to hear?
Yes.
Oh, that's so
my
fun.
My son is so excited.
I know. Kids love this game so much.
Yes. He's so excited to beat the banks back.
Yay.
How old is your son?
I have an 8-year-old, a 1-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 12-year-old.
Wow. Oh, you got your hands full there, Janelle.
Wow.
Atta girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All boys, too.
All boys.
Nice.
You going to try for the girl or no? You're done.
No, 4 is plenty.
All right, Janelle, here are the rules for Beat the Bank. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way.
Uh-huh.
Your job is to say stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, okay? Even if it's $1,000, you got to yell stop. Otherwise, if it closes, you get nothing. And we want you to win some money because you got 4 boys. You got to buy them stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Janelle, let's try to get you enough money so you could buy that kangaroo. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Good luck.
$120. Okay. $170. $200. $290. $370. $390. $400.
Oh! I had a bad feeling. I didn't verbalize it.
Stop.
Your son was telling you to stop.
He felt it too.
Yeah, he was telling me. He felt it.
Oh.
No kangaroo for you.
Oh, Janelle, I am so sorry.
That's okay.
That banker was angry on Monday.
Yeah. Not in a very good mood. His team must have lost last night.
Well, thank you for listening and playing with us, Janelle. I'm so sorry.
Thank you guys so much.
But you can hear the disappointment. Yeah. You finally get in for Beat the Bank.
I don't know why, but I was feeling bad about that one, too, Al.
I was, too.
I didn't want to say it out loud and jinx it and ruin her chances.
Yeah, because next thing you know, it goes up to 1,000, and then we feel like you didn't win enough. Man!
Dang it. Hate to start off Monday like that, but we'll play again in 40 minutes.
Yeah, we'll play again in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
There goes Janelle. I feel so bad.
It's
so tough.
What can we do to lift our spirits back up?
I want to, like, give her a phone hug right now.
I know.
Well, Kelly, I guess what'll make you feel better is to know that you didn't buy what I bought over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you've been...
Kelly.
You already know?
I don't know, but Shannon knows in the control room, and Shannon is...
Let me look at Shannon's face.
Shannon doesn't know.
Shannon is upset.
Shannon doesn't know.
Shannon just came in here. She says she knows,
and she's upset.
She doesn't know, but I told her to play this song.
Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat.
You did.
Oh, my God.
It can buy me a truck to put in.
Idiot.
It can buy me a
8110
ice down with some silver bullets.
You bought a cooler.
Yeah, I know what they say.
Money
can't buy everything, but maybe so. But it can buy me a boat.
Idiot.
All right, we'll get into Big Al's.
We'll find out what you bought next.
There you go.
Just go ahead and tell it.
No, I'll tell you in a couple minutes.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now let's talk to our boy Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
But it can buy me a boat.
Ever since I've heard this song,
yeah,
I've wanted a boat. I've never wanted a boat in my entire life.
Sure.
Ever.
Now, you and Kid used to always talk about going to the boat show.
We talk about it.
Right.
But, you know, we're just talking. I'd go to the boat show every once in a while.
We used to have a friend that had a boat.
Yeah.
Hang out on that all the time. A
couple of them, yeah.
That's normally the best, right?
Yeah.
The friend with the boat, because they have to do all the work.
Uh-huh.
See, our boy Big Al Mac is smart with his money. You know? He'll go buy a bar in Mexico just because he wants a bar in Mexico.
Yeah.
He'll see a nice little classic car. How much is that?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You'll
find a loan somehow, some way.
It matters.
Even if it's 30% interest.
Yo, I'll squash this. I didn't buy a boat.
Well, I figured you didn't. You would have been more excited.
Oh, you didn't buy a boat.
But thank you for everybody sending me pictures. People are sending me pictures of boats.
They're trying to get rid of their boats.
For sale. And I'm like, oh, I want so bad.
Man, Al, I got so excited.
I walked with my dog this morning. There's a boat like right outside the back of the apartment building. I'm like, oh, God's telling me to buy a boat.
No.
That ain't God.
So you didn't buy a boat.
Devil.
I didn't buy a boat.
So you're tricking us.
Yes, I was throwing you off with that. But this nice lady... that's a listener of Kid Nation, a member of Kid Nation.
She bought like some lotion.
She came by the bar.
She's going to be the biggest letdown ever, by the way.
I bought a 99-cent sponge.
She came by the bar on Thursday, and she said, I got something for you, Big Al. I know you're going to love this. You're a fan of Blake Shelton. I said, yes, I am. Yes, I am, young lady. She goes out to her car, and she brings in a stack of shirts.
Uh-huh.
And she said, all of these shirts were worn by Blake Shelton. And I'm a friend of his mother.
You believed her?
Dorothy Shackelford, I believe.
That was hard to look up online.
And she said, all of the money from the sale of these shirts is going to Blake's favorite charities, Wounded Warriors and St. Jude's, I believe.
Oh, she got you there too, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She bought chicken fingers or cheese fries or something. She spent money in the bar. So
get her a seat for the charity contribution?
No.
Hmm.
Okay.
Bring in the shirt, please.
How did she come about getting her hands on all of these shirts?
She's friends, like I said, or she met the mom some kind of way, Blake's mom. So
Blake's mom has a bunch of Blake Shelton shirts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the tag, read the tag, Kelly.
Does it say Blake Shelton shirt on the tag?
Yeah, look at that.
The tag says...
What does the tag say?
First of all, it said 20... Treem shirt, the Wrangler Jean Company.
Mm-hmm.
Al brought in a shirt. It's, what is that,
and
Paisley? Is that Paisley?
It's a handwritten Blake Shelton size LT, large, tall, for $67.
Uh-huh.
Blake Shelton shirt, BS shirt, handwritten.
So, that does not even
matter. Did it come with a photo of him wearing
on the black?
Shirt?
It did not. I'll get to that.
Okay. Because that does not look like a shirt Blake Shelton would wear.
I think it does.
It looks like a shirt Brad Paisley would wear.
The back of the tag?
Yeah, what's the back of the tag?
Black Shelton.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you.
B-L-A-C-K.
Black Shelton.
Wait, what?
What?
They didn't even spell the name right.
What? What?
They misspelled his name out.
Black Shelton.
No, oh, my.
Black Shelton.
Wait.
Am I lying?
No,
you're not lying. It says Black Shelton. Okay, so maybe she doesn't know how to spell. That's not the point.
How do you misspell Blake with black?
She said, She had all these shirts. They're different prices, like $30-something, $40-something. They're odd numbers. It wasn't like $40, $56. Like this one,
$67. $67.
It's kind of peculiar.
Well, I like the shirt.
It looks like a nice shirt.
It's a nice shirt. It's a Wrangler brand, the chosen clothing wear
for
cowboys. But
he wears those like...
He wears the plaid. A little bit, but... I could see Blake Shelton in this shirt.
I can. I'm looking at Google Images because I think that would be the best thing to sell along with. The shirt is the photo
the
of
proof.
Blake wearing the shirt.
Usually,
That's what I need. That's what I need Kid Nation to do, because I've Googled Blake Shelton, white shirt, blue paisley, whatever. So I need help scouring the internet.
Well, why don't we just try tracking down
him.
Blake's mother and asking her if this is true.
Mrs. Shackleford.
As well.
That might be the easiest way to get to the bottom of this.
And I did go to her Facebook page, and she does have not a lot of pictures with Blake, but she does.
She doesn't want to brag.
Yeah, she has a few pictures.
Very humble.
And this lady had a picture of her with Blake's mom.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm sorry, I apologize. I don't remember her name right now. The lady sold me the shirt. But anyway.
Does it smell like Blake, do you think?
No, I'm sure it's been laundered.
It's been laundered?
Yeah, it smells like what Blake would probably smell like.
Google Images and Blake Shelton Wrangler shirt. He wears a lot of denim with the double pockets, but flannel, but not that paisley.
That's too Brad Paisley.
This has the double pocket, has pearl buttons.
Okay.
Snaps.
Yeah, that's country-like.
So I could.
How many shirts did you buy from this woman?
I only bought one because I wasn't 100% sure that it was legit.
I'm pretty sure.
I felt like it was. I want to believe it is.
Okay.
Yeah, and if it makes you feel better, and it was only $67.
$67.
You believe that, Al.
So, I wasn't going to buy a whole pile of shirts.
Because I would think a Blake Shelton shirt worn by the Blake Shelton, who's won a lot of awards, would be more than $67.
Well, I mean, if it's an autographed shirt, Now, see, that's what if she had been saying, I want $200 for this shirt, then I'd be like, nah,
Right.
I wouldn't even want to take a chance at it. But $67, it's a Blake Shelton shirt, she says. It says Blake Shelton.
What says Black Shelton?
Black Shelton.
Yeah, right Black here. Shelton. See, it's misspelled. Like when I bought a game-worn football uniform.
Yeah.
And he was a no-name player. He wasn't even a big-time player.
Right.
That itself came with a seal of,
authentic,
yeah, it had the seal of authenticity, and it had a certificate, and it had a picture of him wearing the uniform.
It had grass stains.
It had grass stains on it, like it actually was worn. You're going to wear it right now.
I'm going to wear it right now. I haven't even tried it on.
Oh, wow. You're going to decrease the value if you put it on.
No, he's literally making the shirt Black Shelton.
That could be your country star name.
That actually looks good on you, Al.
She kind of... the sleeves are kind of long.
Blake would never wear that
shirt.
Well,
it's a long, tall, a large tall.
Yeah.
And he's tall. So, here's my Blake Shelton shirt.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I hope. So, let's try and find...
You can go on tour with Black Diamond. Neil Diamond impersonator.
Find a picture of Blake in this shirt. That's what
I have been looking.
Black Shelton.
That's a great name.
This could be the launching pad for something.
Yeah.
We'll have the picture posted at kidnation.com.
All right.
Not a bad shirt.
It's not
and
bad.
We could even take a poll, too, maybe, to see yes or no. If you think.
Why don't we just tweet Blake a lot and get everyone to tweet him? Did you wear this shirt?
Is this your shirt?
Is this your shirt?
Yeah, maybe so.
Eventually, he'll get annoyed to where he'll answer.
Because
when
we did tweet him last time he was in town, he had heard that, he saw the tweets. He's on Twitter a lot.
Yeah.
So.
And where's this money going to? What charity again?
I think she said Wounded Warriors and St. Jude, I believe.
What you could have done is you could have written the check out to them.
Well, I mean, I just gave her cash. I just gave her $67 in cash.
So you have no idea if this money's going to the Wounded Warriors.
Got a shirt out of it.
Whatever. She bought some fries, and I gave her $67 for the
shirt. You bought the fries.
No. She bought some fries. So I'm like, if you came here to scam me, you wouldn't have bought cheese fries.
Yeah.
That's your reasoning?
If she came to my bar to scam me on shirts, she wouldn't have bought cheese fries.
How much are cheese fries?
$8,
well, she's got
$8 for your cheese fries?
Something like that. I don't know.
That's a ripoff.
I don't know. But they're pretty good cheese fries, though. It's real cheese.
Yeah.
It's not that little weird stuff. So, I don't know.
Scamming makes you hungry.
This is my Blake Shelton shirt. This will be forever known as my Blake Shelton shirt. So
I hope Blake responds like, I would never wear that ugly shirt.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat
got big plans for that $1,000.
Very small plane.
So far, Al's wanted you to buy a kangaroo or a plane.
And a plane.
With Beat the Fake money. Let's meet our contestant. Al was looking for car number 11, I believe, right,
uh-huh.
Al?
Uh-huh.
Monica Wiley, that happens to be you. Congratulations.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To you, Monica.
Yes.
What are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm sitting outside of work. I'm about to go into the office.
Oh.
All right.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a home health nurse.
It's good work.
Yeah.
Home health
nurse. That's God's work.
Great work. married and all that stuff, Monica?
No, I'm not. I have a boyfriend. Ooh. 4 years.
Ooh. 4 years?
Is he going to put a ring on it?
I don't know.
You ready for him, too?
Maybe.
We're gonna get in all your business this morning. Yeah. You called to play this game.
Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
Al, stop asking those
questions. We're giving away money.
After 4 years, it's like, come on, dude. Yeah. Come on.
Al, tell Monica how we play Beat the Bank.
Hooper, get off the pot. Monica, you are going to hear various dollar amounts audibly, okay, as you are imaginary. You're kind of in this bank vault,
what?
All right?
Jenna, tell Monica how to play.
Imagine you're in a bank vault. You're going to hear all these dollar amounts. And when you feel comfortable, just say stop. If you don't say stop and you hear the door slam, boom, you don't get anything like it did last time.
Oh, that was heartbreaking.
And if you do hear 1,000, you still have to say stop.
When the last dollar amount is called that you want, yell stop, even if it's $1,000.
Yes, we don't want that door to close on you.
I think I explained that rather
well. The game
well.
That takes longer to explain than play.
That's pretty good, Al. Congratulations. That's good. All right, Monica, we're going to put you inside and let's play
Beat the Bank.
$220.
Nice start.
$380. $440. $490. $510. $600.
Boy.
$650.
Stop.
Oh!
She says stop!
$650.
All right. $650.
$650.
Good job, Monica.
I was good about that one.
A little gun shy after that last one.
Yeah, right.
Monica, what are you going to do with $650?
Oh, probably pay some bills and then maybe do a little bit of shopping or something fun with it.
Something fun.
Maybe buy your own ring. You don't need a man to buy you a ring.
Oh, stop.
There you go.
Hey, Monica, we're just going to have a little fun and see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
Go, Shannon.
$1,000.
Oh!
No!
Oh. Are you
kidding me? Stop there!
That was the next amount.
It went from 650 to 1,000.
That's never happened.
Oh, Monica. It's okay.
It's all right.
$650.
Still a lot of money.
That's a lot of
money.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
You enjoy that.
That's so funny.
Could have bought a bigger ring, though.
Al.
I'm just saying.
Hold on for us, Monica. We'll get you all set up. Thank you for playing Beat the Bank and listening to our show.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Hold on, Al. Al wants to know your boyfriend's name.
Matt.
Yeah.
She wants a ring, Matt.
Here's
Why
Al's,
are you saying that?
Here's Al's follow-up question, Monica, if you could answer this for us.
I wonder what does he taste like?
Nice. All right. Hold on for us, Monica.
She's ready, Matt.
Do you want people doing that to you?
No. No, not at all.
So you're doing it to him.
No, I know.
You're doing it to him.
That's okay.
Is it okay? It's not okay. Real quick before we go, there's a new app designed to help you stop stalking your ex online.
To help you stop stalking?
Sometimes you can't help yourself.
Yeah, like
it
you
is,
know when
it can be a downward spiral.
You have a few drinks and you're like, oh, I'm gonna call her.
I miss him.
I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna text him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This app will stop you.
All you have to do is open the app, type in your ex's name, and anytime you try to look at their profile on Facebook, a Nickelback song starts to play.
Look at this photograph.
Nickelback. That sounds like torture.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop until you do.
See, I'm tired of people ganging up on Nickelback. It just is getting old.
We don't know where it started.
It started right
here.
I know,
but enough's enough.
I want to do some sort of report and find out who is the person that made them the joke.
I don't know where it started.
It was a bunch of those snooty music blogs.
Yeah.
That's kind of where that stuff starts with the bands.
There was one person that started this. There's got to be. It started somewhere.
Well, how are you going to trace it? I don't know.
I guess we could trace
it. You're the wife.
I think it was. And Creed. People make fun of Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Nickelback and Creed.
Yeah.
It's just that sound. But Daughtry sounds like that. They don't make fun of Daughtry.
I don't talk about Daughtry.
Well, nobody's talking about Daughtry. That's the problem.
Yeah, nobody's talking.
Yeah.
You talked to Chad Kroeger lately, Jenna?
I haven't. I have not.
No. He's single
I have yet
now.
To offer my condolences.
Oh, you should
for
at least
his
do that.
Yeah.
You should. You're his friend.
What do you say? Congratulations.
Really
yeah, like what are you doing?
Going through this so publicly.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah. Like, that's your in.
And
right
then what's
there.
He gonna say? My in? What's my in? What am I trying to get in
Shout
for?
Out.
Backstage.
Well, he's not
backstage.
Trying to.
Yeah.
You never know.
I'm good.
You good?
I'm watching from afar.
You sure about that?
I'm sure about that.
All right.
We're just checking it out.
We just.
What do you want me to do?
You know,
he wants you to text Chad Kroeger.
Why?
Tell him to put a ring on.
But what?
Hey, we're gonna put a picture up on Kid Nation of me wearing my new Blake Shelton shirt, right?
Yeah, fill us in on real quick on that.
And I'm wearing this shirt that I bought from this lady named Carrie Lynn.
Uh-huh. She walks into the bar.
And she walks in, this lady walks into a bar and says, I have some Blake Shelton shirts for sale.
Yeah.
I fell for it. I mean, it could be a Blake Shelton shirt. I'm wearing it right now. It's a white shirt with kind of blue paisley stuff on it. And she says that this shirt, among others that she had, were owned and worn by Blake Shelton.
She even went on Twitter and wrote us and said
she got
this
him,
is real.
Got them from his mother, Dorothy, who, whatever. So, but we're trying to find if this shirt is actually Blake Shelton's shirt. So
it does not look like something you would wear, but you said she had a lot of shirts.
And
so you got to choose, and you chose that one.
I chose. Yeah, I liked it. I like
out of the plaids and the denim, you chose that one.
Yeah, I like
that
it.
That one doesn't bother me.
She tweeted to defend herself and said, in true Al fashion, he picked the ugly one.
It's not. I don't think it's ugly.
Because of the tag, the others were more Blake-like.
Exactly. Yeah. I would think you'd go with something
because
more...
of the tag that says Black Shelton.
Well, I didn't see that, yeah. So anyway, tweet a picture of this to Blake for me.
Yeah.
Just I'm holding a sign that says, Blake, is this your old shirt? So maybe if he responds, he'll say yes or no. It's his shirt.
Okay.
You are such a creepy fan.
And the picture's up at kidnation.com. We have it on Twitter. We have it on Facebook.
It'd be creepy if I did it a lot. Now, if you guys do it, that's fine.
Sure.
So we'll see.
Let's get to the bottom of this and find out if that is, in fact, a Blake Shelton shirt. And don't forget, we are back tomorrow again with two shots at winning up to $1,000. Beat the bank. 720 and 820 Central. Congratulations to Monica. She just won $600. $650.
Got it.
We'll play again tomorrow and find out if the shirt is real.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.